Hello, everybody. Hey, everybody. And Brian. Hey, Brian.
Hey, Phil. How's it going?
Pretty good.
You know what I was thinking?
What?
Maybe we should, you know how we, sit around here and we talk, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And stuff, and we say stuff and whatever.
Sure.
I was thinking maybe we should record it.
Okay.
And then we put it out. Maybe, on the internet or something.
Is there anything else we could put it out on?
Well, vinyl, maybe.
You can make tapes.
No, yeah, make some tapes, maybe. But we should record it and maybe do a little show.
Okay. What's the theme?
I don't think there has to be a theme. It'd just be us talking, sitting around.
Right.
Bling, 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 bling. And that's how we met and started the show.
That's the origin, the secret origin.
Yep. We recorded it. Did you like that?
Man, so long
that was
ago.
That was so long ago. And back then, I was all quiet and sad and stuff.
Yep.
Weird, huh?
Now you're robust and yeah, dude. With voice.
Yeah. It's because I was just about to jump right into food stuff, but I don't know if that's a good idea. But I'm drinking a beer mixed with Clamato juice. There's a lot of different names for that. My favorite is the Afterbirth.
Nice.
The girls don't like that so much when you say that, when you order that at the pub. They don't like that.
So what's the alternate ordering name?
Sometimes known as the Red Eye or Calgary Red Eye.
Oh,
apparently it was invented in Calgary. I don't know if that's true, but maybe it's really popular there. I'm not too sure. People do it with tomato, but I think that the clam... Well, I always like Clamato juice better than tomato juice anyways. A Bloody Caesar. It's a very fine drink as well. Anything with Clamato, I'm fine with.
You say Clamato, and oddly enough, I say Clamato.
Really?
Yeah.
But you don't say tomatoes.
No, that's true, but I'm sure there's some that say Clamatos. I mean, Clamato.
Clamato?
That'd be awesome, like Tamaco, if there really were, Clamatos.
Tamaco. I guess so.
That'd be good. I like clams. I like tomatoes.
I think we're going to keep going and jump right into the Food Knit Up segment.
Okay.
Well, is that okay?
I think we should, Hi, I'm Phil. I mean, people know what they're listening to. Do we have to announce it every time?
No, I don't think so. I think every fourth time is sufficient.
Okay.
I'm Brian. That over there is Phil.
Yep.
You are our friends, the internet.
Yep.
And, you're listening to the Spy vs. Spy podcast.
Podcast.
On internet. Yep. Streaming download video stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. In beautiful Tom McHenry Studios.
Yep. This show's 10% over,
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
We ain't even done shit yet.
No, we're moving along.
We did cover the origin story.
Yeah. Clamato. I mean, that's pretty fucking good for 3 minutes.
Yeah. I think we're done.
All right. See ya, everybody.
Hey. That's the funniest joke we can make, and we make it all the time.
Yeah.
I think, okay,
we quit. We break up. That's
And then we don't really. It's pretty funny. And,
What's your food? What do you got?
Food.
Let me hear
food. Fooding it up.
You ain't fooding it up right now.
Well, no, I'm not. I have no food in my house. Bougie made me try... maybe those of you out there who have 7-Elevens in your neighborhood.
Okay.
Some people don't. I don't know. They have a new sandwich that is a promotional deal from The Apprentice TV show, I guess.
Really?
I used to watch The Apprentice, but haven't watched it in probably 3 weeks. 4 weeks, maybe. I'm not sure. It's been a long time, and there's certain reasons for that I won't go into.
You're transferred.
The what?
I said you're transferred. I don't know. Is that the show? The Apprentice?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
That's the one. You're fried.
Right.
I guess on the show they had to come up with this thing, and they're by promoting it, they actually put it in 7-Eleven. And what it is a sandwich made out of two slices of pizza instead of bread. It's you got two pizza, and then inside you got your ham, not your necessarily ham, you got your meat and cheese and lettuce and tomato and all that kind of stuff. Regular sandwich type stuff, but in between two slices of pizza.
Brilliant.
And it's called the pizza. Now, the way it's spelled...
Oh, I love it. I love it.
...is P apostrophe...
Oh, no, you got to get into the capitals, because it's capital P.
Okay, oh, yes, that is important. It's capital P apostrophe E-A-T, like, you know, eat, get it.
Isn't the E also capitalized?
Oh, I'd have to look that up.
Capital P apostrophe, capital E-A-T.
Capital P... Yeah, yeah. So, P, capital P apostrophe, capital E-A-T, like eat. Now, to better sort of punctuate the fact that there's the word eat in the middle of it, and they didn't want us to put another apostrophe, because that's a bit crazy, right? So what they did was they capitalized the two Z's, or Z's, if you will.
Oh, I will.
And then a small A. And so if you read it, the way that you would read words with apostrophes, you'd say, oh, it's pizza, but there's the word eat in it. Okay, it's clever. When you read it, it's like a visual pun, right? However, the website, the 7-Eleven website, which I won't give because if you really want to find out,
they can deduce.
You can probably do that yourself. The website tells you that it is, in fact, pronounced pa-eat-za. So you have to say pa-eat-za, and it's fucking stupid.
You don't really have to say anything, though, do you? I mean,
no, you just say, I'm going to buy it. Right? I'm going to buy this now. Well, yeah, you guys got any of them pizza sandwiches? You know, it's like the pizza on the outside and you got the sandwich on the inside. Oh, you mean the pizza? Yeah, I'll have that. So you don't even have to say it. You can trick them into saying it for you.
You have to ask for it? Is everything under glass at 7-Eleven?
Yeah, it's like a giant vending machine.
Nice.
Anyway, so Bougie, I guess, had been eating a lot of them recently.
Yeah.
And I guess he's kind of hooked on them or something. And so we had gone to go see Stunt Rock, which is, I'll talk about that later. Awesome movie. It was playing at a film festival. The Big Smash Film Festival, I believe it's called, here in Vancouver. And so after that, we went to 7-Eleven, and he was like, oh, dude, I'm going to get one of these pizza, pie. I think he was calling it a pie-eatza at the time. And so we got them, and he's been eating them. So I'm like, well, if he's been eating them, then they obviously aren't going to be gross, right? And whatever, it's pizza and sandwich. I don't know.
So I would like some gross stuff.
Yeah, he totally does. And so I ate it, and I had like the turkey and pepperoni one or something, which I had more fat than the ham and salami one.
Wow.
I kind of thought maybe turkey would be like less fat. It wasn't. So I fatted it up. I went for the most fat possible. And you aren't supposed to heat them up. On the wrapper, it says, heat it. No, what does it say? Don't heat it, just eat it. Because it has lettuce and tomato type stuff. And you know, you wouldn't really want to heat up lettuce in a sandwich.
Yeah.
So anyway, I ate it. Wasn't that good. Basically, the slices of pizza were like, you know, like Pillsbury instant pizzas? Those mini ones?
Hypothetically.
Okay, well, you know, it's like any of those like really cheap instant pizzas that are really cardboardy.
Yeah,
it's kind of like that's what the pizza is, and it's really kind of not that good. So it gets a thumb sideways from me.
Not that good as a thumb sideways?
Yeah, I don't think I'll buy it again. I wouldn't get one again.
That's a thumbs down.
Is it a thumbs down?
Yeah,
it wasn't
thumb sideways,
gross, though.
Like if you encounter it again, maybe.
Yeah, I guess it wasn't gross. I didn't think it was bad.
What did you wish you had instead? A hamburger?
Maybe a like a 7-Eleven Big Bite hot dog.
Well, those are pretty good.
Because you can go over to the like bar, the condiment bar.
Yeah.
And you can get like sauerkraut or chili and cheese and olives and jalapeno peppers.
How big is a Canadian Big Bite?
Oh, I don't know. 42 ounces.
Yeah, right.
I don't know, but it's decent.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, this and that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Not.
So, if you go to 7-Eleven and you see the pizza...
I'm not going. I can't go.
Not you. Someone else. I don't recommend it.
Yeah.
Just get a sandwich. Just get one of their, like, prepackaged...
You don't think they should try it for themselves? Maybe they'll like it. Bougie likes it.
Yeah, I guess you could. I didn't think it was that good.
Don't be a fascist, Brian.
Yeah, I know. They come in two varieties. A mouthwatering turkey and pepperoni on pepperoni flatbread... With Parmesan ranch spread and romaine lettuce.
Flatbread? Pepperoni bread?
I guess.
Maybe that's where the fat comes from.
Yeah, maybe.
Instead of wheat, we use pepperoni.
Yeah, the other one is flavorful and zesty ham and salami on cheddar mozzarella flatbread with banana and red peppers. I assume they mean banana peppers and also red peppers.
Oh, yeah.
But the way it's written, it seems like it could have some banana inside it.
Delish.
Yeah, I like banana. Oh, oil yesterday. And vinegar dressing and romaine lettuce. Great, thanks. And they apparently, pretty soon, they're going to have Greek style and mozzarella and parsley? What? Stuff? I don't know. Coming soon, a new style. Great, I can't wait for that.
Ah.
What'd you eat?
Well, if they're going to make new styles, why don't they just come up with them all at once? Why do they got to...
I know. I'm not waiting around.
Yeah.
I know what you probably ate.
What?
A birthday cake.
Kind of. It was my birthday yesterday from now, 2 days ago from internet time, and
sure,
3 days from tomorrow from yesterweek. But, yeah, I went over to my parents' house, and my mom said, this is my mom's voice, my mom said, what do you want? And I was like, I want grilled cheese sandwiches and tomato soup. And she said, really? And I said, yep. She said, is that really what you want? You're not going to change your mind? No, that'd be good. It was kind of cold and rainy here the day I said that.
Right. And they live all the way over in, the same town.
Well, it's a few towns over now. We used to live like not even a mile from each other. And then when I bought my house in St. Paul, it's considerably farther, actually. What a 17-minute drive.
I was going to say an hour, but if it's 17 minutes, then okay. Used to drive across the street to see them.
Yeah, it was a pretty close drive. But
so did you have any
my dad keeps asking me when I'm going to move back to Minnesota.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Sweet.
But yeah, so the grilled cheese sandwiches, I believe they're on Hawaiian bread.
Hawaiian bread?
Yeah.
Like what's that?
It's like a yellow kind of sweet bread. It's kind of thick. Yeah, I don't know. It's yellow. Like Hawaiian rolls, but it's Hawaiian bread.
I don't know what that is. Is it just like, it's like lemon cake or something?
No, it's not.
It's a Twinkie.
No, it's slightly sweeter than regular bread. It's got like, I don't know, it's got just like a little, some kind of a flavor to it. It's good though.
Yeah.
And,
what kind of cheese?
Yellow and white. Yep. And it's good. Tomato soup. And then instead of, a cake, it was cupcakes.
You had a cake, so...
Yeah, our cakes. There was like a million cupcakes.
A thing of cakes. Yeah.
With the candles spaced out pretty much as far as they could possibly go. Like it was this big platter of cupcakes, and then like the ones on the outside, the candles were even like angling out, you know? Like,
oh, like, so it was all the candles were on one cupcake?
No. Like on some had three, some had one. Some
oh,
had
okay.
Nine.
I was wondering about that. Yeah. Because this is a thing that I've only started really thinking about in the last probably year or so. I work in a sort of office full of cubicle type situation where if it's someone's birthday, they get the fucking cake and they have a fucking deal and you gotta go away from your work and have a sing a song and that thing, and it's kind of annoying and I don't know these people and all that kind of stuff. Okay, but cake, okay. Right?
Yeah, cake. Yeah.
No, I'm totally antisocial. I don't want to socialize with these people. It's not because they're bad people, but it's like, you know, it's not why I'm here, and also I don't really relate to any of them anyways, but that's beside the point. The point is, I've been thinking about this because there's been a few birthdays lately, so a lot of cakes, and sometimes they combine them all and they do them all at once. Like if people's birthdays are all 1 week, they do like a cake day and they might get a couple cakes or something.
Sure.
Not a cupcakes, but a couple cakes. And when there's candles and stuff to be blown out, I kind of think it's a little bit on the gross side when someone that you don't know is blowing all over your food.
Yeah, I suppose, but it's
if it's
their
family,
food.
If it's yes, but I'm going to be eating it.
Yeah, but it is their food from the time the cake is presented to the time it's divvied up. It's their food, so yeah,
they can damn well blow on it if they please.
It's a little rude, yeah, but I mean, I always try to go for the driest possible blow.
Yeah, well, yeah, and I mean, like. I mean, little kids are not gonna, they're not gonna have that kind of control, right?
But they have fewer candles to blow out, so I think
yes.
It's a spatter region.
So you could exactly
limited.
Yeah. But yeah, I never really used to think about it too much. And I'm not germaphobe or anything really. I'm aware of stuff like that. Like I'm always aware of if someone sneezes and then touches the handrail on the SkyTrain or the bus or something, I'm like, okay, that guy is all sneezy and wash my hands when I get to work or something. But I'm not going to freak out and have to, you know, use hand sanitizer on my hands right away or anything like that.
Washing your hands, that's freaking out.
Washing your hands
at all?
Nobody
washes their hands for any reason here at all.
Yeah.
Well, that's how my hands get clean is when I wash the dishes.
And when you touch your wang.
What?
What?
No.
No.
The only time I ever wash my hands after going to the bathroom is if there's like two or three people in there with me.
Just for show?
Yeah. If it's one guy, I'll breeze on by. I'm like, I probably won't run into him again. But
well,
if it's a few people,
I mean,
I gotta do it.
If this is in fact real,
well, then, it's true.
Then you're gross and I never want to speak to you again.
For real?
No. It's fine.
Are we breaking up again?
No.
Thanks,
not
everybody.
Not over that.
Good night.
Yeah, but the majority... It seems like the majority of guys don't even wash their hands.
If like, I'm going to wash anything, I'm going to wash my dick. Because I'm like, oh...
In the urinal.
Got my dirty-ass hands all over my dick. Yuck.
Splash, splash. Yeah, yeah. I guess. Maybe. But, yeah, I mean, it seems like the majority of dudes, when you go to the washroom, the restroom, don't really, yeah, bother with any of that. So it's kind of like, if no one else is bothering, you know, should you bother too? Because you got to plan your, you have to have the exit strategy where you grab the paper towel so you can turn on and off the water and open the door without touching. And by that point,
are you serious, dude?
No, I don't do that.
Oh,
but like, if you really take it to heart and you really start freaking out about that, you have to start doing that kind of stuff because not everyone's in there washing their hands. They're just going to touch the door on their way out. So. That's one of the main reasons I'm not like OCD about that. It's just because it's too much effort. Like,
yeah,
I kind of think like, well, you know, ideally that would be a pretty smart thing to do, but can't be bothered.
Well, they say it's more sanitary to eat a whole turd than to touch a computer keyboard that you just opened.
Your own turd or someone else's?
Your own. Definitely your own. Your own because your powers.
Really?
Yeah. But dude, it was my birthday on Saturday.
Yeah.
And we had the cake, man.
Cupcakes.
You know what else they had, though? They had French onion dip, and you know what they had to dip in the French onion dip?
A cake.
Okay. No, a fucking bugle.
What? Oh.
Yeah.
I haven't had bugles in ages.
Yeah, me neither. It was super good.
Bugles?
Crunchy. It's good. And they had cut up fruit, cantaloupe melon, pineapple, and...
Yeah.
Grapes.
Yeah.
That's good.
So,
and I got a present, dude.
Yeah, you should talk about what you got.
I got a Nintendo DS.
Oh, welcome to 2005.
Thanks.
No, I'm just
joking. Should have come out in 05 or 04. Thought it came out in 04.
Yeah, it might have. I was pretty, I felt pretty late getting one, but
yeah.
There's a lot of cool games to play, and it's a cool system. And
oh, it's still happening.
I think it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, me too.
Personally.
My brother got me the Animal Crossing.
Yeah.
Very fun game. And then, I went and bought Nintendergs.
Yeah.
For my wife.
Yeah.
And
it's a total chick game, dude.
Yeah. And I got Brainage.
I have it too. Brainage.
Yeah. My Brainage was 26 yesterday.
Brian Age. That's really good, dude. I haven't gotten that. I've gotten 27 as my best.
No, that was today. Yesterday I got like 70.
89. Oh.
But we were having beers and then we're
and
like,
also the other thing is that you have to, like, when you first play it, you don't really know what to do necessarily.
No,
and you have to, like, figure out the interface and all that. So
but I think today I got 26.
Oh, that's pretty good, dude.
Yeah. I'm gonna beat it.
You're gonna win it, you're gonna get to 20.
And then I got Tetris, which you know I got Tetris.
Yeah.
And Brian beat me at Tetris. I'm going to say it never took you longer than 20 seconds. But
it's not because I'm good at Tetris.
All the way down to 4 seconds. I think the quickest game was 4 seconds.
Yeah.
I think I placed 2 pieces and then realized.
I'm all right at Tetris, but I'm not going to claim to be some big Tetris guy. Yeah, when Xander got it and I was playing him, I beat him a lot right away. And then when we went to Ape, a bunch of us sat around. I think we had like six players going around at the time. Yeah, it was really fun. You can play in teams and stuff. It's cool. And everyone wanted to be on my team because they thought I was good. And I was like, no, you guys. But
oh, but you are.
Yeah, but you know, I don't want people to make a big deal out of it.
No, it's phenomenal.
Yeah. Well, I guess it was kind of nice because usually I
know, I always got picked last for everything in PE.
Oh, yeah.
And,
no, not really. I was always just kind of like, low to mediocre and everything. They never really got picked.
They got picked last, if at all.
Yeah.
There was times when it was like...
I was actually usually... I didn't even get... Yeah, you didn't get picked. You were just designated to a team. Teacher was like, you guys are taking too long. Phil, you go play on the shirts team.
Yeah, it sucks. Like, your entire class hemming and hawing about, you know, should we take him or the broom?
We are playing broom ball.
I don't know. Yeah. A lot of times, like, especially, you know, when I got to, like, junior high and high school, like, we'd play soccer, and all I would do is just kick dudes in the leg. I don't give a fuck about no ball. I'd be kicking dudes in the leg.
It's terrible.
Why?
Because you're a jerk.
What were we there for?
Well, I guess it's more sanitary than washing your hands.
Oh, it was just like, I was sticking my thumbs right in their eyes.
Yeah.
I was just like, pink eye for all.
Oh, God. I've never had pink eye before. And one time, my brother and sister, I have an older brother and sister, and they both had it at the same time.
Yeah.
And I was shocked that I did not get it. So I've yet to have that, but...
You remember that time last year I lied about having pink eye?
Yeah. Oh, God.
Jesus. On the Crown Commission message board, I posted pictures of my eye getting, like, progressively more infected. Like, it was just all... Not Photoshop-y, but, you know, paint shop pro-ery.
Photo dickery.
Yeah. I said I got some of Allison's poop in my eye.
So gross. Yep, the only way it could have been grosser is if you had a fucking hagfish coming out of your eyes.
Yeah.
I showed Brian
say it. I showed Brian a picture of a... I think it was a hagfish being dissected or something. Like, they had all of its eggs dumped out. Jesus. And it was like, yeah, it was totally splayed and whatnot. And,
oh, God. I'm gonna
and you got
barf.
So pissed, you're like, never fucking show me anything like that again.
Yeah, no, I get really get upset about stuff like that. Like, I'm not, like, really squeamish. And I'm not, like, you know, if I go see, like, a horror movie or something, like, gore and stuff, it doesn't really bother me. Real gore, like, does. I mean, it bothers everybody, right? And so there's, like, gore, which is one thing. Yeah. But then there's just kind of, like, bugs and creepy crawlies and stuff. And certain bugs, I got no problem. I got no problem with spiders or anything like that, like tarantulas and all that, like, and snakes and all, you know, I don't care. It's mainly, like, yeah, it's mainly a lot of sea life that bothers me. That's all the stuff that's way, 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 way down that we are not meant to see. Or
I think it might have been the context, too, because when I sent it to you, the file name was, like, Two Gobots Hugging.
Yeah, and I was like, "All right, fucking can't wait for this."
And then it was fucking really hard.
And then it looked like you had taken Satan and opened him up and put a bunch of
macadamia nuts,
beans, and macadamia nuts inside of him.
Yeah,
and then farted in my eyeball.
It was an ass. It was only like I just did a search for hagfish, and it was only like on the second page.
Oh, dude, I don't even want to.
They're so mucusy.
If people want to email, like, gross pictures to try and gross me out, I'm just not going to look at them.
How are you going to know?
I won't. I'll stop reading email.
Really?
So don't send me any gross pictures.
Don't send any email at all. And if you're not going to send it, you can send it to spyversuspy@gmail.com.
Or gmail@spyversuspy.com.
Yep. It's too bad we can't get fucking com at spyversuspy.gmail.
Maybe we can register a new domain type.
A new domain type.
Yeah. If we started up a country.
That's true.
Called it Gmail. Maybe the extension could be Gmail.
That'd be awesome. Yeah. I'll start annexing my basement. I don't know how much square footage we need, or square
yardage
we need for a country.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So I never finished talking about Stunt Rock.
Oh yeah, okay.
Yeah, we went to go see Stunt Rock, which is a movie that was made in 1978. And I guess they had been playing the trailer for it at like the Cinemarte Film Festival in town here and stuff, and I guess Bougie had seen it like 100 times. And every time he saw the trailer, he's like, "I have to see this movie." And I guess it was really hard to track down, but they tracked down a 35mm print of it, and we got to watch it on the big screen. And it's a weird movie cuz it's not really a documentary, but in a way it kind of is, because the lead dude is a stuntman, and he uses his real name, and he does stunts and stuff in the movie. But they also kind of like construct a sort of weak plot around it. And the movie's called Stunt Rock, so it's half stunt and half rock. And the rock half is this band called Sorcery, which I guess still exists, and they still play and stuff. And they're this sort of like 70s sort of metal band, kind of, you know, like poopy poodle hair and spandex and whatnot. But their deal is that not only do they sing about sorcery and magic and stuff, they have two wizards on stage with them. They have a good wizard and a bad wizard. And the good one is kind of, you know, like Gandalf, white beard, like big pointy wizard hat that's like 4 feet tall. And the evil one looks like Hugh Jackman as Wolverine, but with poopier hair. He had the same kind of like sideburns, and he was like the Prince of Darkness. And they prance around the stage and they fight. They don't really fight, but like they have a whole court.
Or is it separate wizards?
No, the wizards are just special effect magician type, and they're really magic. Like they do magic tricks too, like just stupid magic tricks.
Is it Penny Teller?
No, it's not. It should be. And so throughout the set, they are and so there's flashbots and fucking pyro and all this stuff going on. It's pretty cool. Like if you saw that band and you weren't really that into the music, you'd still be entertained anyway. So you gotta give them props for that. And so the premise of the movie was that there's a stuntman from Australia who is coming to L.A. to work on a TV show, and his cousin is in the band Sorcery. So that's how... I don't know if that's true. I don't know if they're really cousins or not. But they hang out, and, you know, one guy does the stunts, and the other guys do the rock, and there's concert footage and stuff. And just a bunch of crazy stunts. It's pretty rad. Like, and he'll, like... Someone will ask him a question. And there's this reporter who's, like, following him around, gonna, like, get the scoop on the stuntman guy. And, so she's asking him questions about something, and he's like, "Oh, if you think that's good, you should have seen it when I did this." And then they cut to like a 5-minute montage of a bunch of stunts he did in some other movie you never heard of.
Nice.
And it's a lot of like him on fire and him like crashing through windshields and jumping between cars and all that kind of. It was really like cool, and exciting, like cool stunts and stuff.
And that's running through when?
Oh, it's over.
I know. There's only one fucking showtime, 11:45 the other night. That was it.
Yeah, that was it. It was part of the film festival. And I guess like it's kind of like it had never been seen since it came out in 1978 or something.
It's pretty cool. Is it available anywhere? Can anyone see this?
I don't know. There's an IMDb entry for it.
It's just a big tease?
Oh, yeah, I don't really know. Apparently, I think that... maybe Bougie should correct me or something, but I thought that someone said something about someone getting DVD rights and maybe it's coming out, because I don't think it even had a VHS release or anything.
You should have torrented a shaky cam version or some shit like that.
Oh, yeah, man, I totally should have.
Damn!
It was pretty enjoyable. And not only just as, like, cheesy 70s, you know, stunt rock and all this kind of, and the band, everything about it is, like, pretty cheesy and you can enjoy it on an ironic level, but... Also, no, the stunts are pretty exciting.
I can enjoy the rock and roll.
Yeah, you probably could.
'70s is
pretty good. Pretty good band, and they were all like, you know, like '70s bands are almost always like super ugly. I don't know when it was that they decided that bands should be good looking, but it certainly wasn't then.
You know who's ugly? Toto.
Duran Duran. Oh,
fuck them Toto guys, man.
Really? I've never seen them before.
Oh, you know who else? Helix. Oh my god.
Oh yeah.
And you know what? I'm sorry to say it. Except for Rudy Sarzo, Quiet Riot. Pretty ugly.
Well, that's the great thing about being in a band, is that it's like a gestalt entity where all the attractiveness that you have gets all pooled together, and a group of five dudes who are not that attractive become like a group of dudes who are...
Oh, all of their best features are somehow assembled into one...
I think so. I think that's how it works, because there's a lot of bands that are really ugly, but they get lots of chicks.
Maybe that has picky.
Maybe that has nothing to do with their looks. Maybe
it's
their
conversation
people.
Skills.
Yeah, I think so.
All the dudes in Rat, they had great conversation skills, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Remember Rat, Brian?
Nope.
You remember him yet?
No, not really.
That's going to be our new running joke. Fuck this Tom McHenry business.
Yeah, man.
Be like, remember Rat?
Tom McHoo?
Yeah.
Tom McRat.
Tom McHoo. Speaking of Tom McHoo, fucking... Tom McHenry called me on my birthday.
Oh, yeah?
On the telephone.
On the real phone?
Yeah.
How did he get your number?
He got it from Sarah Bauer.
How did she get it?
She got it from me, because when I went to go visit them...
How did you get it?
Heather bought it for me.
Oh, okay, cool. And your number is 1-617-3... No.
It's close. It's got a 6.
I don't even know what your area code is.
612.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Shit, what do you know?
Yeah.
And I'm not going to give out the whole number, but the last part is 2912.
Oh, yeah?
Uh-huh.
They can probably look you up on some yellowpages.com or something.
I'm sure I'm listed everywhere. I put my phone number in my profile and all the message boards and my live journal and my Facebook and my
I moved D&D game. I've moved a lot in the last few years and I'm probably going to move again.
Your bowels?
So, yeah.
Sorry.
I think... No.
Sorry,
Brad. I void my apartment every once in a while. And so anytime people like look up me on yellowpages.com or anything like that, it will always be the wrong address.
No.
That's how I escape. No, I think I might break down and get one once I move because they're pretty useful. I don't really talk on the phone that much.
You should just get Metroid Hunters.
And then I can chat with everybody between games.
Yeah. I think that's awesome. I'm all about DS. I think it's the greatest piece of hardware.
And what happens when in maybe like a couple months when the web browser Opera comes up?
Man, I can't wait. It's gonna be awesome.
What are you gonna do? What's the first thing you do when you get a web browser for your DS?
Well, I'm gonna see if it can run some tunes, man. It'll be awesome.
Spy versus Spy.com.
Oh, I'm gonna go to Spy.com. There's no way I'd be able to hold a podcast though. But that is I'm gonna start eBaying some shit, and the first thing I'm gonna get is a fucking hard drive for my DS.
Oh yeah,
that's what I'm gonna do.
Yeah, I wonder if you could. Yeah, maybe then you could download shit.
I think then maybe you should email me your sole archival copies of your legitimate Game Boy Advance ROMs.
Oh, with all the ones that I just make backups of the ones that I own.
That you own, yeah. You know, yeah. I was reading in the one of those manuals. It's like it says that making archival copies. No, you can't do it. Not even one.
Even if
backup.
You own it?
Yeah, not even one. Not according to the Nintendo manuals. If you do it,
no, whatever.
Void your warranty.
Void's my bowels.
Yeah. Do you need any help excreting your furniture?
Yep.
We gotta go, dude. I mean, we don't have to, but we're thinking about lightening up a little bit on you guys.
Yeah, I think are too long. And...
We haven't had any complaints at all.
I'm sure people would like... I'm sure people think that an hour-long show is just fine, or just under an hour, but like it takes us, i.e. you, a while to edit and put together and put out and whatnot.
Yeah.
And the shorter the show, the faster they can come out. So if you notice, the last week and a bit, it's kind of like every second day kind of deal.
Yeah,
so
long
it's
shows,
like,
not
it's
many.
Like, what would you rather have? Every day, half hour? Or 1 hour every 2 days. Not that that's at all going to be any kind of option, but you know, that's just kind of what we're looking at. Like maybe if we shorten it up, we'll do them more, and then and then
I am curious what people have to say, though. I you know,
because if people don't care, if people are like, oh well, shit, I don't need it every day. Like just put out 3 a week and make them an hour. Then
that's true. They have plenty of other stuff though to distract themselves with, I guess. While waiting. For the new podcast.
Sure, yeah.
But if we do a half hour every day, then the people who are like, no, I like an hour every 2 days, well, then they can just... Well, here's
wait, they can save it up.
Yeah, but we're going to waste so much time with like... Hey, everybody.
Hi, everybody. My name is Brian. What's your name, Phil?
My name is also Brian.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see how they like it. This is the time. We'll do it now.
Okay, well, this week, trial run, hopefully every day, half hour.
Hey,
you like it?
Was Bean Man in it, Stunt Run?
Yes. Yeah. Our man Beans.
Yeah.
Bean Bandit / Beans.
Is his name Chris?
His name is Chris.
You know what his last name is?
I don't officially know what his last name is.
Is it 70?
It might be.
70? 7G?
Svine G. Yeah, he was at Stunt Rock, and he was at the 7-Eleven while Bougie and I were buying pizza sandwiches.
We should have him on and have him tell everyone what you really thought of that pizza.
Yeah, he'll be like, oh, he was swearing, and, what?
You were swearing.
I was like, fuck, this is fucking shitty.
Oh my god.
Juice. And then he was also, Chris came out to play hockey with me and Bougie.
Oh, cool.
And friends, he came out, so.
So you've tasted a lot the sweat.
Saw a lot of him this weekend. I have a shirt in my possession that he was wearing. He borrowed a t-shirt off my friend Rick, and then Rick left early and he's like, oh, I got this t-shirt. Awesome. Who do I give it to? I'm like, I'll take it, and I have this sweaty t-shirt in my
bag. Make some tea, dude.
Yeah, maybe.
Keep you awake.
I'll drink it. I'll drink his sweaty essence.
All right, we should go. We're at 35.
Okay, everybody. I think we should have a little sign-off slogan. What do you think?
All right. We'll think of it in the interim.
What do you think it should be? All right. Okay, everybody. Until next time, keep on...
cramming it.
In your butt.
Which is your ears.
Yeah.
Cramming your butt. In your ears.
In your ear hole.
It's my podcast. Cram it in your ears.
But eats a sandwich. Get it now at 7-Eleven.
All right, take it easy, Brian.
Okay, we'll see you later.
Fool. That's what I wanted you to do. While you concentrated on the water tank, I had a chance to use my ray to weld your boots to the roof itself.
My butts to the roof?
Mm-hmm. Weld your boots to the roof.
My butts?